Did you think to pray? Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you very much leading us in that hymn titled, Did You Think to Pray? You see that hymn that Bill just so ably led us in? And by the way, isn't it something? A 92-year-old man still has the ability to stand before us and lead us in song and do so well. It's a blessing, isn't it? Bill and I was just talking about that just a few days ago. And it's so encouraging when we have men like Bill who are still able to lead us in song and still have the ability to effectively do so. And I appreciate him so much leading us in that hymn, Did You Think to Pray? And for helping set the stage for our study tonight. You see, that hymn that we just sung reminds us of some reasons for why we need to be mindful to pray, didn't it? And we need to be mindful that prayer is a vital part of the life of a Christian. It's important, isn't it? Prayer is very important in the life of a Christian. And as Christians, we must recognize the need to be continual in prayer. We need to recognize the need to never forget to pray. For prayer is the avenue we take to communicate with God, our Father in heaven. And just like any relationship, communication is important. So with that thought in mind, and with the hymn, Did You Think to Pray, pressed upon our minds this afternoon, let's take just a few moments to go to the Scriptures to examine some passages that place emphasis on prayer. And let's take a look at some reasons for why we must never forget to pray. And I begin this afternoon by suggesting to us that we should always think to pray, because the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. We learn about this in Psalm 34 and verse 17. And here we learn that God, He always hears the cries of His children. I don't know about you, but I take great pleasure in knowing that, don't you? As a child of God, it's reassuring to me to know that my God is always going to hear my cry when I cry out to Him. And here we learn that the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Think about that. You see, no matter where you are, or no matter what circumstance you may find yourself in, God will hear you when you cry out to Him. And not only will God hear the cries of the righteous, but we also learn that God will be merciful to the righteous. He will deliver them out of all their troubles. That's a good reason for why we should always think to pray. But another reason for why we should always think to pray is because the Lord hears the prayers of the righteous, and the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Again, as we've already pointed out this afternoon, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears. Indeed, the Lord hears the prayers of the righteous. We learn about this again there in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 29. And there the wise man said that the Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous. You see, the Lord is not favorable toward the wicked, and His ear is deaf to the prayers of the wicked, but He does hear those who are righteous. And we learn there in James chapter 5 and verse 16, a verse that's very familiar to each and every one of us, the fact that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You see, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it is very powerful for obtaining what is asked of God. Again, I don't know how many times we've talked about this, right, Max? We've talked about this many times, the fact that there's power in prayer. And James emphasizes this fact here in James chapter 5 and verse 16, in the fact that a righteous man's prayer the effective fervent, that is the effective passionate prayer of a righteous man. It's powerful. And it will avail much. That's just another reason for why we should always think to pray. But another reason for why we should always think to pray is because we should pray lest we enter into temptation. Remember what Jesus told his disciples as he was praying in the garden? Remember what he told them there in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41? He said, "Watch and pray." Why? "Lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Think about that. What was about to happen to Jesus? He was about to be put to death, wasn't he? And he simply asked his disciples to stay and to watch while he went and prayed, right? And how did he find them when he came back? Sleeping. He found them sleeping. And that's when he said, "Watch and pray lest you enter in temptation." I want us to think about that and the application there for you and I. Simply put, what Jesus was instructing them to do was he was instructing them to seek aid from God when he told them to pray. You see, Jesus knew that their faith was going to be tried, right? He knew that their faith was going to be tried. And he encourages them to watch and to pray, to seek aid from God when their faith is tried. And that lesson there is for you and I. You see, there's times too, brethren, when our faith is going to be tried. There's going to be some trying times. There's going to be some dark and dreary times, just as we just sung a few moments ago, right? And you know what? It is in those times that we need to be mindful to seek aid from God through prayer. We need to be mindful of that, because here's the thing. We all face temptations of life, don't we? Not a one of us in this room is exempt from the temptations of life. We are all tempted. And temptation sometimes can be hard to bear, can't they? And we need to be mindful that when we find ourselves in those situations, the first thing we need to do is we need to pray. We need to think to pray, lest we enter into temptation. But we also learn some things in which we should pray for. We should pray for those who spitefully use us. Now that doesn't come easy for most of us, does it? How do you feel about somebody who uses you? Or somebody who wrongs you? Do you think to pray when you have those feelings toward that person? What did the song say that we just sung a few moments ago? When you're angry, do what? Pray. Think about that. You see, we need to be mindful of the fact that we not only need to be praying for those whom we love, those whom are close and dear to us, but we also need to be praying for our enemies and those who spitefully use us. We need to be praying for them. Jesus tells us that in Luke 6 and verse 28, doesn't he? He specifically said, "Pray for those who spitefully use you." That's pretty direct, isn't it? And we need to be mindful of that. Instead of holding anger and resentment in for those who spitefully use us, for those who wrong us, we need to be going to God in prayer for them. And even for ourselves, that we may forgive them, right? That's important. But we also need to be mindful to pray for all men. We learn about this in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul instructs Timothy regarding prayer. And notice this exhortation that Paul gives Timothy. He says, beginning in verse 1, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for who? For all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." And he goes on to tell him why in verse 3 when he said, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Think about that exhortation that Paul gave to Timothy. How are you doing with that? How are you doing, brethren, when you go to God in prayer? Are you making intercessions on the behalf of all men? Are you? You see, it's important that we understand the need to be making intercessions on the behalf of all men. And that word intercessions that we see there in verse 1, it suggests that prayer goes beyond self-centered interest. You see, sadly, sometimes I think we can be selfish when we offer our petitions to God in prayer, right? Sometimes we can be all about us, me, myself, and I, right? But we need to be mindful of the need to make intercessions, prayers on the behalf of all men, just as Paul instructed Timothy to do. We need to be mindful, as we see in verse 2, to pray for those who are in authority. And he tells us why. That we as Christians may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. That's important, isn't it? You see, as we go on to see in verse 4, what is God's desire? His desire is for all men to be come to the knowledge of truth and be saved, isn't it? And guess what? If we're praying for those that are in a position of authority, if we pray for them that things may go well, we're going to lead a quiet and peaceful life. And our focus is going to be upon spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, isn't it? You see the importance of that? We need to be mindful to pray for all men. But I also suggest to us this evening, another reason for why we should always think to pray is we should always think to pray in order to worry less. You see, we see this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, which Michael so ably read for us a few moments ago. There Paul said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And he goes on to say in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Notice what Paul said. He said, be anxious for nothing. Simply put, he's saying, don't worry. But rather do what? In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Simply put, what Paul is saying is he's saying you need to worry less and pray more. And we need to be mindful that we should always think to pray when our minds become anxious. We need to be mindful to let our anxieties be known to the Lord and to cast them upon Him. And we need to be mindful that when we think to pray, when we're filled with anxieties or the worries of this life, something that's going to take our mind off of that anxiety, off that worry, something that's going to give us that peace, that peace of mind which we cannot even begin to comprehend, is what? Prayer. Prayer. Remember that. And be mindful to always think to pray when the worries of this life come upon you. And cast your worries aside and stay close to the Lord through prayer. And remember, worry less and pray more. But another reason for why we should always think to pray is we should always think to pray in order to receive the divine mercy and favor from the Lord in a time of need. We learn about this there in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. And there the Hebrews writer said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? That we may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. You see, we need to be mindful of the need when we approach our Almighty God in prayer. That we must not do so with hesitancy, but rather we must do so boldly. Boldly. And he tells us why. That we may obtain mercy and find grace or favor in a time of need. I don't know about you, but what a great comfort it is for me to know that we can obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. Because we all, at some point in time in our lives, are going to be in need of mercy, in need of God's mercy. And we're all going to be in need of God's favor at some point in time in our life. And when those times come upon us in life, what a comfort it is to know that we can boldly approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. But another reason for why we should always think to pray is we should always think to pray because we as God's children can have the confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, that He's going to hear us and we're going to receive those things we asked of Him. Again, what a comfort to know that as God's children, we can be confident that our prayers will be answered according to our request if they are according to God's will. We learn about this in 1 John chapter 5. Follow me there for a moment. And here in 1 John chapter 5, beginning there in verse number 14, John says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him. By the way, when he says we, he's talking to God's people. He's talking to Christians. He says that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now watch verse 15. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. You see, prayer is one of those spiritual blessings that a child of God has. It's a spiritual blessing. And here we see that God's children can be confident that God will hear their prayers and that He will respond to them with their request if it be His will. And that's just another reason for why we should always think to pray. Because as God's children, we can have confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us and we will receive what we have asked of Him. But another reason for why we should always think to pray is we should always think to pray because we as God's children are instructed to be continual in prayer. Brethren, are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that as God's children, we're instructed to be continual in prayer? You see, we learn about this there in Romans chapter 12 and in verse 12. Remember what Paul told those saints in Rome? He said, continue steadfastly in prayer. And when you keep that in context there, when you keep it in context there in Romans 12, we see there in Romans 12 where he tells them to be patient in tribulation. But then he goes on to say, continue steadfastly in prayer. When we keep that together and in context, we see that Christians are to be patient under various trials and they are to rely on prayer for strength. That's another reason for why we should always think to pray, right? Again, going back to the hymn that Bill led us in a few moments ago, there's going to be days that's going to be dark and weary. There's going to be various trials of this life that's going to come upon us. That's going to challenge us. That's going to test us. And when those times come, we need to be mindful to persevere, to keep on keeping on. And we need to rely on prayer for strength to help us endure those times of tribulation. Therefore, we pray, and we should always think to pray in order to rely on prayer for strength in difficult times. But we also see the need to be continual in prayer there in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 2. Remember what the apostle said there? He said, continue. Continue in what, Paul? He says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Again, the Apostle Paul, he understood the power of prayer, didn't he? He understood the necessity of one to be continual in prayer. And here he instructs Christians to be continual, earnestly in prayer. And he says, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. That's important, isn't it? There's just another reason for why we should always think to pray. Because think about all the things we have to be thankful for each and every day, right? We got so much to be thankful for in each and every day, don't we? Do you sometimes think to pray just to go to God to thank Him for all the many blessings that He bestows upon us? We should. That's another good reason to pray, right? You see, we need to be continual in prayer. We need to be mindful of the need to, as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, to pray without ceasing. That means be continual in it. Be ever mindful of it. Always think to pray. That's important, isn't it? And brethren, may we all keep in mind that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, I encourage you to never forget to pray, but rather may we all always think to pray, being mindful of the things that we've discussed this evening. Remembering that prayer is the avenue we take to communicate with our Father in heaven. It is, as Bill pointed out in our Bible class a couple of weeks ago, it is our lifeline to our Father in heaven. And there is power in it. And it is because of that that we should always think to pray. As we mentioned earlier, prayer is a spiritual blessing for the child of God. Maybe there is one here this evening who has not yet become a child of God. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. For if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. You can become a child of God this very hour. And may we all always remember the need to keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this afternoon who's already submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent, confess your sins to God, and to get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour. While you still have the opportunity to do so. And if you'd like to enlist of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this afternoon who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your name may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song Bill has selected.